This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Texas education leaders are welcoming the new education law signed by President Obama earlier this month. The Every Student Succeeds Act frees Texas from some federal restrictions established under No Child Left Behind. A version of No Child Left Behind began in Texas under then-Governor George W. Bush with good intentions to improve education outcomes of historically underperforming low-income and minority kids. Under President Bush, it grew into the National Education Law of 2002. Many Texans are happy it's changed again.
Anytime the state has more local control, I'm generally for that as a rule. So I think in that regard, it'll be very helpful to get us out of that quagmire.
Jimmy Don Acock chairs the House Public Education Committee. We caught him by phone shopping for a chainsaw. No Child Left Behind established tough standards, calling for continuous annual improvement of students and teachers. Acock says that meant a lot more testing.
I do think we've gone over the edge with too much testing, and the stakes are so high that they drive rather perverted actions on the part of the schools and all, and contort the system in odd ways because of the high stakes we put on testing.
Almost 3 years ago, Texas ramped up testing so much that lawmakers insisted on 15 end-of-year exams before kids could graduate high school, more than any other state. That brought parents like Richardson mom Josie Lauritsen out to protest. We talked in January of 2013.
Kids get in third grade, they start having stomach aches every day. And they start not wanting to go to school. And they start worrying about their performance on the test. And the anxiety, it's real. These kids are wreaked with anxiety about whether they're going to pass a test or not.
Texas lawmakers relented, cutting the required number of tests back to 5. No Child Left Behind remained. Student scores still had to rise. Teachers had to show adequate yearly progress, or Texas would lose funds. It couldn't improve that much and couldn't afford it, says State Education Commissioner Michael Williams, whose term ends this month.
When the national government said that each campus and 100% of the students on the campus had to be proficient in math and science by 2014, we would have had hundreds of campuses that would not have met that standard.
No Child Left Behind was criticized as a one-size-fits-all law that didn't fairly account for non-English speakers or large low-income populations. Critics also said teacher improvements were not fairly measured. But the new Every Student Succeeds Act changes some of that. Improvement plans are now left to states, so federal funding's no longer the heavy punishment hammer it had been. Williams welcomes the changes.
It allows us to develop an accountability system that is designed solely by and solely for Texans. In addition to that, we now have the relief from the teacher evaluation piece because the federal government insisted the only way to measure growth was by student test scores. And so I believe that there was a broader way to do that.
The new education law still demands teacher and student improvements, and there's a new emphasis on grants for early childhood education. It calls for state oversight of schools in the bottom 5%, but states will have greater freedom handling those cases. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.